Have you ever tried to convince your boss that the confusing checkout process is driving customers away, only to be told it works fine? Or watched users struggle with a feature you knew would fail, but couldn't get anyone to listen? This is the reality for most designers working in traditional organizations. While tech giants like Apple and Google build entire cultures around user experience, the vast majority of companies treat design as decoration, something to apply at the end, like a coat of paint. Yet some designers have learned to transform these resistant organizations from within, introducing user-centered thinking without triggering the corporate immune system that rejects change. This guerrilla approach to design doesn't wait for permission or executive mandates. Instead, it works through small, strategic victories that gradually shift how an entire company thinks about its customers. Organizational change spreads through demonstrated results, not grand announcements. Rather than demanding budget for complete redesigns, start with what you can do today. Choose delivery over documentation. Show actual improvements instead of producing elaborate strategy decks that gather dust. This philosophy embraces necessary compromise without abandoning quality. Perfect design tomorrow helps no one if today's users are abandoning your site. Good design today creates momentum for better design tomorrow. Think of it like renovating a house while living in it. You tackle one room at a time, proving the value of each improvement. Sometimes it's easier to ask forgiveness than permission. If you wait for formal approval to run a usability test, you might wait forever. But spend an afternoon watching users struggle with your site and share those insights casually with your team. You've planted seeds that can grow into something larger. Work with people, not against them, spreading UX principles through collaboration rather than confrontation. Before anyone will listen to your vision for user experience, you need credibility through tangible results. Expert reviews let you systematically examine your website against established principles. Is it human-centered, forgiving of mistakes, self-evident in navigation? This structured approach quickly identifies problems while building your familiarity with the site. Extend this to competitors for comparative insights. Visual aids like radar plots make these comparisons compelling for executives. Your analytics data tells stories if you know how to listen. After collecting a few weeks of data, patterns emerge. Which pages do people abandon? What are they searching for but not finding? Search logs reveal what users actually want, exposing content gaps. Heat maps show where people click, sometimes discovering users trying to interact with non-clickable elements. For content-heavy sites, audits are essential. Map your entire site structure to reveal broken links, inconsistent labeling, and content gaps. One designer discovered 17 different About Us pages. That single finding justified an entire content strategy initiative. While conducting these activities, share your enthusiasm, forward interesting design articles, point out clever interfaces, hold informal lunchtime sessions on basic UX principles. Identify a low-risk project so when someone says, "Okay, show us what this UX thing can do," you're ready to move immediately. Before diving into user research, understand the problem you're solving. Whoever best describes the problem is most likely to solve it. Design problems involve three elements: objectives, what we want to achieve; requirements, how we should do it; and constraints, what we can't do. Make objectives specific and measurable. Reduce cart abandonment by 20% within 3 months beats vague goals like improve the checkout process. Business needs are easier to discover than user needs. Start with the project brief, then interview stakeholders beyond your immediate team. Ask about organizational history, site objectives, current users, technical platforms, and decision-making processes. These conversations reveal cultural dynamics that shape your approach. Organizations have personalities. Some worship data and metrics. Others respond to compelling stories. Reading these cultural signals helps you tailor your approach. If your organization treats design as a luxury, emphasize business metrics. If you're working on a cash cow product, expect fierce resistance to changes. Watch for warning signs. Enormous expectations where every stakeholder wants something different, unclear decision-making authority, or bureaucracy that prevents action. Use this discovery phase to build relationships. When colleagues trust you, they'll be more receptive to potentially challenging ideas. After understanding business needs, dive equally deep into user research. Lightweight methods deliver valuable insights without formal approval or large budgets. Face-to-face interviews build the richest rapport, though remote options work for distant participants. Record sessions to catch nuances you'll miss in the moment. Limit yourself to 3 interviews daily. More than that, and you'll burn out. Contextual inquiry. Watching people use your product in their natural environment reveals behaviors they never mention. People predict their behavior poorly, but observation shows the truth. Surveys offer quick data, but only reveal what happens, not why. Customer service representatives provide invaluable insights from daily complaints and questions. Finding participants requires creativity. Professional recruiters offer convenience at premium rates, while alternatives include existing customers, colleagues, or strangers in coffee shops. Different incentives work for different groups. Existing customers may participate just to be heard, while strangers typically need cash or gift cards. After research, analyze recordings for recurring themes. What goals do users have? What frustrates them? What language do they use? This dual perspective with business needs gives you the complete picture for balanced decisions. When working undercover, skip lengthy reports. Create a 1 or 2 page executive summary highlighting business and user needs plus proposed solutions. Present with confidence, assuming agreement rather than asking permission. Include personal stories and quotations. Executives may dismiss statistics, but they remember stories about real people struggling with real problems. Armed with research insights, resist designing alone. Your first idea is rarely your best. Generating multiple approaches requires divergent thinking, broad exploration, valuing quantity over quality. Sketching becomes invaluable here. Despite protests of, "I can't draw," sketching isn't about artistic skill, it's thinking. With pen and paper, you explore ideas faster than any digital tool. Rough sketches invite comment and leave room for growth, letting you express even eccentric ideas without attachment. As an undercover designer with limited authority, collaborative design becomes your secret weapon. Diverse stakeholders bring multiple perspectives, encouraging divergent thinking while building relationships. Design games facilitate this effectively. Design the Box asks teams to create packaging as if your website were sold in stores, forcing clear value articulation. 6-to-1 has participants create 6 quick sketches, then distill them into 1 refined design. Design thrives on iteration. Your first design can never fully solve the problem because uncovering all requirements up front is impossible. Modern usability testing needs only a laptop, inexpensive software, and a few hours. Create a test script with representative tasks phrased neutrally. Avoid directive language like "click the search button." 5 users uncover most major issues. When sharing results, lead with quantitative data like task completion rates, then discuss major issues using short video highlights. Watching someone struggle to find checkout has visceral impact that statistics lack. Design critique is essential but often overlooked. Unlike subjective criticism, proper critique is structured feedback based on evidence, logic, and the problem at hand. Establish context by summarizing the problem and research before showing your solution. Learn to decode feedback. It feels cluttered, usually indicates poor visual hierarchy rather than too much content. When stakeholders challenge you to prove it, use evidence strategically. User testing data is your strongest ally, followed by research findings, with design theory as your last resort. Beyond tactical UX work lies convincing organizations to invest in user experience. Organizations typically progress through phases: rogue individuals doing user-centered work under other guises, informal specialists with small testing budgets, dedicated practitioners with executive champions, until finally, user needs drive product development. Organizations advance one step at a time. Focus on big change through small victories. Get UX responsibilities added to your job description with measurable targets. Win allies who evangelize when you're absent. Educate colleagues through informal sessions analyzing competitor sites or streaming usability tests where everyone watches users struggle in real time. When persuading stakeholders, make their lives easier to trigger reciprocity, follow up on decisions to encourage commitment, highlight competitor UX adoption as social proof, demonstrate deep knowledge to establish authority, build personal connections, and promote UX as competitive advantage. Advanced work requires demonstrating ROI. Convert metrics like increased signups into financial value by determining each user's worth. As organizations mature, leadership opportunities emerge where UX work is no longer undercover. You'll focus on elevating UX's strategic position, infecting the business with user-centered thinking. The journey requires pragmatism, yet effective designers remain obsessed with their craft. You're not alone. Thousands face these challenges. Seek your local UX community, keep learning, and keep your head up. Because of people like you, organizations worldwide are learning that putting people first isn't just good ethics, it's good business.